All right, welcome to our Daggett County Municipal Building Authority meeting. It is Tuesday, December 16th, 2025 at 9:14 a.m. In the interest of time, I know that the folks that are here from Sunrise have another meeting at 10 that they're trying to get to. So in the interest of time, why don't we jump to item number 2 on the agenda, which is discussion and consideration of change orders 1 through 4 for the Dutch John Water Treatment Plant project. So Aaron, welcome.
Is this the easiest place to hear me?
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Okay. Microphone over there.
Okay. As you know, the Dutch John Treatment Plant is progressing, and it looks like the schedule will be done, that it should be operational in January. That's where we're headed to right now. There are a couple change orders. A couple of these are elective that I'll present today then, meaning that there are choice, like things that we're adding to the contract to get other things done. So just as a heads up before we go into that, then the contingency right now is still at $61,000 and change. And then the solid rock excavation where the tank was placed, we didn't know exactly how much excavation would be needed to put in the footings and things. Obviously, it makes sense that you want to try to tie it to the solid rock anyways, and so there is a savings there of another $64,000 and change as well, too. We're solidifying that just to make sure, because they still have to put some pipe work in and some other things, so that might change just a little bit. But bottom line is we're looking in the realm right now of $120,000 contingency to work with and try to figure out what to do with that will benefit the county on the end of that. So change order 1 is to paint the old building. So it is for $16,720. So that's number 1. The second one is listed in our paperwork as change order number 3, but it is for lightning protection on the new treatment plant. It's not something that we really were worried about, but when the extra money was there, it makes sense to add that in there in case there was a lightning strike to protect the instrumentation inside the building and just direct any lightning directly into the ground. So that one is $20,946.93. So those are the two that are on the table today to discuss if you have any questions about them or just to approve and move forward on. There are two other ones that we're still working on. Just a heads up that they'll be coming through. We're changing some of the pipe work to be a little more efficient and to have Trevor's preference on like some backflow prevention and things like that. And then there's some electrical work that, as we got into it, just needs to be adjusted, modified to meet the needs of the building differently than what was originally planned. So those are still, and then we're also still waiting on the roofing cost for the existing building too, to put a new roof on that. So there are three that are pending that we'll be back to you for in the next little bit. So, but today the only two are the painting of the building and the lighting protection for the
Do you anticipate that combination of the remaining contingency and the underage on the excavation, that 120-ish, do you think that would cover all the projects that you've discussed based on your estimates?
Yes, that's the way it looks right now. Right now it looks like there's going to be extra money left, and you might have to decide what else to do with it, if that makes sense, because we're going to get right on, right? We don't want to go over the budget, but we don't want to, if you underspend your grant money at the end, is there things that should have been included in that scope that you would still want to accomplish? So, but yes, right now it looks like you'll have the good problem instead of the bad problem. Right.
Good. Any discussion on the two proposed change orders? Jack, do you have any comment?
I appreciate the work, especially that Trevor and Sunrise have been doing, both Everett and Brock, I got your first name, your first name and left name.
Aaron.
And the work they've done, they've had some challenges with some of the stuff, according to Trevor, some of the contractor stuff, and they're working through it and holding them accountable, and I appreciate the diligence and project management that they've done.
Well,
and especially coming under now, as a CIB board member, I'm mixed, because if they want to, if the project can give some money back, that's fine. there's always a need for it. But if we've identified needs that allow us to have a better product in the end, I have no problem spending up to the loan and the grant, which is anticipated by CIB. So.
Along those lines, I should bring up, too, Trevor has been awesome in this project process and in this project. He takes care of so many things and has made this go as well as it could be going. And to that end, there's $120,000 that's in the contingency. We are also on the Sunrise side. We're going to be under budget there. We don't have a number for you right now, but there will be contingency that will be added to from our side as well. And partly that's because Trevor, you know, there's times where we call up and say, okay, Trevor, we can come and inspect this. And Trevor's like, let me go run over and take care of that. And so we've saved on that, some of the observation side and documentation side because of how proactive Trevor is on it. So he's done a great job. It's been good to work with him.
Great point. Thank you.
That's all I have.
Okay. Randy?
No, I think sounds good. Okay. Save money, that's good.
That's right, yeah.
So, it would be a motion to approve change order number 1 and number 3.
Correct.
Okay. Yep. And the first was $16,720 to paint the old building.
Right.
And then the lightning protection was $20,946.43.
93
I do have one quick question. On both of those, did you get bids? As far as higher low,
so they're coming through the general, so okay. There are change orders to the general, and he, according, if I understand right, they went out and looked for cost, and that's why the roof is still having trouble, because he's having a hard time getting somebody to come and actually give him a good cost for it. Okay. So yes, he's done, and I don't remember if he got two bids on the paint, but on the walls, but one of the big troubles has been just finding people that would come and actually give them a cost. So,
and that paint would occur. That painting would occur when?
It'll be in the. It depends on.
I'm thinking of temperatures.
Yes. So I mean, if the weather held, potentially it could happen now, but likely in the spring.
Okay. Well, I'd entertain a motion if we're ready for that.
I'll make a motion to approve, as stated, the details stated by yourself. Change orders 1 and 3.
Okay. Second. We have a motion and a second to approve change order number 1 in the amount of $16,720 and number 3 in the amount of $20,946.93. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Thanks.
Aaron. Thanks for letting us go.
Of course. While we're on change orders and directives, Jesse, do you have anything for discussion for the clinic today?
I do.
Thanks, Aaron. Thank you guys for
Thanks,
coming.
Guys.
Thank you. Oh, are you guys going to have the meeting at 3 o'clock? Did that ever get confirmed? Okay.
So we want that one.
Will you send me a text?
Yes. Yeah, because Trevor said he wanted to be there.
Or he wanted to be there or vice versa, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, okay,
I'll,
thank
I'll
you.
Send you a text.
All right. Sorry.
So that is change order number 5. It's still a part of PCO number 3, which is why you're seeing the discrepancy in the number again there on the top right. What that is there was a little disconnect from when we changed architects to some of the stuff that the county originally planned accomplishing themselves, which is flooring in the exercise space that was donated by a partner to be installed by the county.
Who donated that?
Northeastern Council got a grant and got us the exercise equipment and the flooring for the exercise room.
Very cool.
Yeah. And so that'll be installed by the county, and so that was something that the flooring contractor had in their bid to do. So it's actually a reduction. Change order 5 is a decrease in cost.
In the amount of $6,823.90.
That is correct. The other couple changes on there are the electrical contractor will install conduit for the security cameras, for the low voltage for the security cameras. It was already on their scope to do the card readers for the exterior doors, but the security cameras were still in the design phase when the bidding documents went out. So there's a small change for them to do their, add the conduit in there.
And that change is identified as?
It should be, I believe it's the one from Morton Electric. I want to say it's $423.
Ken, I think that's in this one, Jason.
Canon, there's a Canon sales. Specimen pass-through is on this one.
Oh, the specimen pass-through is the other one.
And then Maple Leaf, Nick Gunderson cabinets.
And that is the change order, that the direction of the, that we had a couple reduced cabinets, a couple different cabinets, and then a couple changes from the provider in the nurse's station.
And then the vinyl welding bead, vinyl sheet, is a reduction.
That is the flooring. Yep.
Of the $743.90? Or $8,182. Design team.
$8,000, yeah.
Yes, there's a credit of $8,182.90 and then an add of $439.920 for a total credit in the amount of $6,823.90.
Okay. And
then... that is correct. So the breakdown, if you look at the second page back, from the Hatfield Construction, is the design team is the flooring, which is a credit. The Maple Leaf cabinet is the changes to the cabinetry in the nurse's station. And then the Canon cells is the specimen pass-through that was also requested by the provider in the medical clinic's portion of it. And so the Morton Electric correspondence is on page 5, and it's the it ended up being a wash, falling within their scope.
Well, James Morton, there it is.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Can you email me a copy of that over?
Sure. Yeah, once it's approved and signed.
Thanks for your hard work.
How'd you hold them up?
Good.
Okay, so any discussion or questions? On this, if not, I entertain a motion to approve change order number 5, which is a deductive change order in the amount of $6,823.90.
So moved. Oh, second.
We have a motion and a second to approve change order number 5. In the amount and the details that were stated. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very well. Anything else on the clinic? And are you...
If you wouldn't mind directing me to sign that.
The signer, yep. If you would sign that on behalf of the county, Jesse?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Any purchase requests today? Okay.
Hope you feel better.
All right, let's go back to standing business and review the minutes from our previous meeting on December 9th.
I'll make a motion to approve the meeting minutes of the MBA for December 9th.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the Daggett County Municipal Building Authority meeting minutes from Tuesday, December 9th, 2025. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'll abstain. Where I missed the meeting.
All right, issue updates. Any more discussion on the water treatment plant project?
I think, unless there's questions, we're moving right along. And there is a meeting coming up where they're trying to set up an in-person meeting to discuss when the completion date is anticipated and making sure that whatever give and take has to occur between the contractor and the MBA in terms of when they were contractually required to be done as opposed to when it will be finished.
Okay. Any more discussion on the new clinic building project? The Health Business and Community Center?
I don't think there's any more of the... starting to work on the siding, or they're still putting up the fabric, and then they'll start on the siding.
Okay, thank you. All right, let's move on. Are there any citizens who'd like to make comment for the MBA today? Okay, let's review the cash summary and the accounts receivable report.
What fund is it? Is there one of those extra? I'm late, I didn't. Make a motion to acknowledge receipt of the cash summary and MBA accounts receivable report.
I'll second.
A motion and a second has been made to acknowledge the receipt of the cash summary and the accounts receivable report for the Municipal Building Authority as of 12/12/2025. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, the open invoice register for the Municipal Building Authority.
I have a question on the open invoice register. Did Carrie come on? Carrie, can you hear us? I have a question for you if you can hear us. Well, in the event that... So there, as you go down the open invoice register, the account numbers... I guess those are professional services or equipment.
Yeah.
There you are.
Sorry, I was on the phone.
Sorry to bug you. On the first, on the MBA open invoice register, The Jones and DeMille is that I may have figured it out. Professional services or MBA outlay is the $454,100,740, and then equipment is $613 is the way those work. Jones and DeMille is for the clinic, and the last three are for the water treatment plant, the USA Blue Book, Patriot Construction. And I assume, I don't know about the mountain land supply.
It's for the clinic.
Okay. So two clinic and two. All righty. Thank you. I'll make a motion to approve the open invoice register in the amount of, for the MBA, in the amount of $413,471.62.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second to approve the open invoice register for the Municipal Building Authority dated 12/12/2025 in the amount of $413,471.62. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And then these are all, because they're project related, these are all reimbursable amounts, right? Is my understanding correct? It should be.
All right. I don't see a disbursement listing for the MBA. Are there any purchase requests for the MBA? All right, let's move on to correspondence and calendar review for the MBA. Thursday is our on-site construction meeting for the clinic at 10. Anything else on calendar or correspondence, Randy or Jack?
Christmas party tonight.
6?
Yes.
6 o'clock at Flint Gorge Resort.
Everyone's
invited. County Christmas party. Yep. Not only invited, but expected to be there.
We've got, I don't know whether it'll be today at 3 o'clock or to be rescheduled, an in-person meeting with the contractors for the water treatment project. If anybody else is interested in coming, as soon as I find out, I'll let you know.
Okay. Okay. Well, I believe that covers all the items that were on the agenda today for our meeting. Is there anything else we need to discuss before we adjourn? All right, then I'll adjourn the meeting by acclamation at 9:37.
Can we recess?
Thank you.
Just
sure, we'll transition slowly.